The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, $5.95.
How would you like an easy way to reinforce your mantras? If so, then why not make your password your mantra? Get Dana's list of 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantrapassword. This is a list of 100 secure mantra passwords in the categories of wealth, love, travel, and fitness. Get 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantrapassword. Imagine how many times a day you type your password. What better way to reinforce your mantra? Get your free list of 100 mantra passwords at danawild.com/mantrapassword.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that. Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you are clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, hello, Dana Wild, and I'm so happy that you're here to spend some time with me. It's so great, and thank you so much, by the way, for spreading the word about the show and sharing and telling your friends. It really makes a difference, and it means the world to me that you do it. So I wanted to talk today about dreaming and pivoting your life and creating the life you want. Originally had it come up, I was talking to some Celebrity Formula graduates, and I kind of came to the realization, even though a lot of what I teach has to do with building a big following and being quote-unquote celebrity in your market so that you can make a lot of money and kind of make your own decisions and make your choices. And I was talking with some people in that particular sandbox, people who've stepped into their celebrity and they've implemented the Celebrity Formula, and we were talking about really crafting the life you want and how sometimes crafting the life you want, it doesn't mean having a big team or making millions and millions of dollars. It really has to do with living your days the way you want to live your days. And not just the time in your day, how you spend it, but emotionally living in an emotional state that you want to live in. Being happy, feeling good, crafting the life that you want, living with passion and on purpose, and really being able to live life on your own terms. And it can be any way, shape, or form that you want. In fact, I'll give you a really good example. I have a dear friend who he spent much of his life working in, I guess I'll call it a corporate environment because it was for corporations. And then he was laid off. And that ended up sending him on a trajectory where he started being able to ask himself, what do I really want to do? And some people would laugh with how he's changed his life, especially at that proverbial quote-unquote midlife crisis age. But he's in a van and he drives around from place to place and hangs out and plays music. And he's a lead singer in a band, and we tease him sometimes that he lives in the proverbial van down by the river. But think about the freedom of it. Think about the freedom of being able to go anywhere you want to, do whatever you want to, play music, be creative, have lots of time just to think and dream and explore, be out in nature, I mean, he is living the life of his dreams. And it may differ from somebody else's dreams who maybe has a dream of being on the Ellen Show or the Oprah Winfrey Show or giving a TED Talk or something like that. But it still is about living a dream of day-to-day happiness, day-to-day satisfaction, day-to-day knowing that you're living on purpose, that you're doing what you want to do when you want to do it in your own way. So I think most of the people I tend to attract to my sandbox are like that, where we want to show up where we want to show up when we want to show up. I often say, I just want to get paid to be Dana Wild. You know, I just want to show up in the world and make money. And I think most of us want that, and we're doing it on our own terms. And so I thought here might be some questions that you could ask yourself. I've got three questions that you can ask yourself to really start to explore this. How could you pivot your life? How could you craft the life that you want to live? So I think the first question to ask yourself is, can I point to evidence in the past where I've pivoted my life and I was successful? And so most of us, we don't think of these natural transitions we take in our life as pivoting, but the reality is maybe you left high school and went to college. That was a shift. Or maybe you left high school or college and went to a first job. That was a shift. That was a pivot in your life from single to married, from married to divorce, from childless to parent, from one career where you were tied to that label of who you were in that career to the next career, to something totally different. Maybe from working for someone else to working for yourself. So prove to yourself by looking throughout your life that you have actually already done this. You have pivoted, and maybe you haven't pivoted so extreme that you've gone from working in a corporate world to now where you're a singer in a band. But you've had shifts and you've had pivots. And how have you successfully landed on your feet? And do you remember how exciting it was when you made that shift? I remember one time I was working in a really intense job. It was a political kind of a job. So the environment was very continual stress-filled environment. And we never got a day off. So I was working like 85, 90 days in a row. And I finally, like, that was my limit. I'm like, I'm out of here. I'm done. This is not for me. And everything that was so important to me in that job, all the dramas and the stories and the gossip and the people in that job, I cared so much about what they thought or how they perceived me. And in one day, it was all gone. I was on to the new part of my life, and I landed on my feet and shifted to that new lifestyle, just like that. So you can pivot on a dime. You can pivot, and you've done it many, many times throughout your life already. So prove to yourself that you've done it by looking at that evidence of where you've pivoted and landed successfully. Then the next question, I've been playing with this a lot with my higher level peeps in the celebrity formula, and I love this question a lot. If I had unlimited resources now and forever, continue to come in all the time, unlimited resources, how would I spend my days? How would you spend your days? So I was thinking about this for myself, and I thought, the first response I thought, and I know most of you won't agree with this response, but I thought I would spend more time chopping vegetables. You know, I would be doing more fermenting. I'd be making sauerkraut. We'd be doing more gardening. I'd be making more kombucha. You know, like I was thinking of all these ways that I would be in the kitchen, you know, chopping up stuff and creating all these different things. And I thought, really, I wonder how long I would really do that. Like, would that really fill my days? And so then I reset myself and I asked again, what would I do if I had unlimited resources now and forever? How would I spend my days? And for me, the answer came, I would write, which was crazy because I really don't think of myself as a writer. I don't think of this as one of my marketing superpowers. I don't think of myself as a, you know, even though I've got a book out, I'm not one of these people who like, oh my God, I can't wait to write. I'm not a journal anymore like I used to be. And so when it hit me like that, I thought, okay, I have to explore this. There's some intuition, there's some piece of me that's saying that. And if you get quiet and you ask yourself that, if you had unlimited resources now and forever, how would you spend your days? And maybe the answer would be connecting with people. Maybe the answer will be speaking your truth through video. Maybe the answer would be speaking. Maybe the answer would be gardening. I mean, who knows what it would be, but whatever that answer is, that is a joy, an untapped joy maybe even. And then the third question that's kind of fun for exploring is, if I could start over right now and do anything I wanted to do, what would I do? If I could start over right now and do anything I wanted to do, what would I do? Now, I want you to think of this in the context of, really, what if there were no limits? Think of the experience that my friend went through in a quote-unquote midlife circumstance. Who would say to themselves, oh, I think I'm going to be a rock star and I'm going to start singing in a band and be on stage. And he's in front of big, big, big audiences. And most people would have shut themselves down before they ever got to that point. And we want to do that. So if I could start over and do anything I wanted to do, what would I do? And so obviously, if you're 60 years old and you're saying, well, I would be a professional football player, we understand the body has limits. And so it's not like you're going to go do that exact thing. But that does give you an insight or a clue into who you want to be, what you want to do in the world. If I could start over right now and do anything, what would I do? And so you explore these questions and you get these answers and you allow your mind to dream. You know, I have this hit, this intuitive hit of like, I would write. Ooh, what does that look like for me? What does it mean? Now, I had this hit a couple of months ago thinking about this question. Have I started a daily writing habit, or have I immediately taken quote unquote action? No, that's not what we do as brain trainers. As brain trainers, what we do is we let it simmer. We let it simmer. We let it build. We let it have a life of its own. We let it come out of us in a way where it's like, now try to hold me back from action. I have nurtured this dream. I have thought about this dream. I've explored this dream. I've been thinking about it in all sorts of ways. And now I can't even hold myself back from action. So when you're doing this exploring, I'm going to give you a bonus question to add to this list, because you're going to come up with different ideas and different things, even things like, I want to be a professional football player or something like that. And when you do, just ask yourself, which pieces of this new me, which pieces of this dream me, which pieces of this pivoting new me that I can see myself moving in that direction, could you incorporate right now? Which pieces could you add to your life right now? Because we do want to put those stoppers, you know, whether it's the professional football player, whether it's like, well, I've got kids or I could do that, except I was in a relationship. I can't go live in a van down by the river because I've got a partner. I can't live this life of my dreams because I have two little kids at home. I mean, I understand that these things come up, but that doesn't mean you can't keep nurturing your dream, and you can't allow yourself to add pieces of this new you to the you right now. So which pieces of the new you can you incorporate into the you right now? This is the new year coming up very soon here, you know. And whether it's the new year when you're listening to this or not, there's always an opportunity for a new you. There's always an opportunity to dream and to dream big. There's always an opportunity to pivot, and you can live exactly how you want to live on your terms, no matter what.
I'm excited.
Like every time Dana says, you know, you gotta take a drink.
A donkey's on my back with the bridle in my mouth, whipping me and telling me what to do.
This is what this tribe is about. This tribe is about breaking through paradigms.
Letting go is an inside affair.
Every human being is a unique and different human being.
Please don't shoot me if I say anything bad today.
Don't put an apple on your head and I won't. All you have to do is flip the button.
I was like, taboo, Dana. Like, what? I was just like, what the heck is wrong with me? I'm like, I just want to go to work. I'd like to just have a girlfriend, settle down.